Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday. We never know what's going to go on Wednesday, do we? Hi, Rex. Welcome to the party.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. What's going on your moonlight drive?
I don't know. I guess we're going to find out in this poetry that we have. And we have a good mix. Yes, we do. Hello, Pam, and welcome to the party.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, so far so good. Looking forward to the poetry and hanging out with you and Rex and other cool poets.
Awesome.
All good.
Awesome sauce. Well, I want to start the night out by saying happy birthday, Rex.
Thank you very much. But maybe you should celebrate Eric Clapton first.
No. Just, it's your chance to have a birthday tonight. We're leaving Eric in the background. You know, that's all it is. But I'm not going to make a big fuss about it. You know, I'm not going to sing because I sound like I'm drunk in a bar somewhere. And I have to have Pam accompany me, and then we'd really sound bad because this radio is not meant for that. But anyway, I hope you had a good day. Right, Pam? We know how it sounds, don't we?
That's right. She's going to make you sing happy birthday to yourself.
That's right. That's right. Good thinking, Sam.
The dog can go hide and the cat can go screaming into the night.
And happy birthday, Rox.
Thank you very much.
I did not want to pass up the opportunity to do that first thing today. So a little birdie told me, and I said, oh, okay. So, you know how those birdies are, Rex.
Yeah. Tweeting all over the place.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, now that I've done that, I guess we're good for a while now. And it's funny because I kept thinking it was April 1st. Weirdest stuff. I think one year we celebrated on the 1st. So anyway, it's good to have you here. It's good to have you here, Pam. And I'm gonna pick up the next call because we have a surprise.
A surprise?
We have a phone call by Weaver of Dreams. Hello, Kate. Can you hear me, Kate? Can I hear you is the question.
She can't get any sound from the studio.
She's not getting any sound from the studio?
Yeah, that's what she says on the board.
Okay. Do your earbuds work everywhere else, Kate? Because I picked you up. Do you have a button to mute it? All kinds of crazy questions I have. Shut up, Rex. Don't you laugh at me. You know, I'm going to think of
I was going to, but I decided not to.
Oh, my God. Too funny. Every time he gets a chance, Pam, he likes to rub it in about that mutant stuff. See? Someday, Rex, I'm going to
do it.
I don't know how, but I'm going to get even. Okay.
Well, you'll have
Pam's
bring me along for that, won't you?
And Weaver can't hear me, and Pam's not answering me. You know, and I'm picking on you. I could really get in a lot of trouble tonight, I can tell you that. Well,
yes, because I'm pretty good on quickies, whipping them out.
Rex answers you quickly because he never mutes himself.
Are you going to start now, Pam? Boy, I'm telling you. I don't know. Trying to take this personally. My God, my God. Okay. What'd you say?
I said I'm here.
Did you do something different with your phone?
Here. I have it on a different side of me.
She's talking back to front.
Instead of front to back? Oh, my God. I don't know, Pam.
I had the phone on my right side instead of my left side.
I don't know if that would make a difference.
It does because I read facing towards my left side, I think. I don't know. Maybe not.
Wow.
Well,
I know. You
I don't
really
know.
Have to
maybe
see
talk
a
out the wrong side of
what I look like during a show to understand.
No, the scary part is I think I really do understand. But really, I think I do. And that in itself scares me. But I don't know if that would affect the sound much, but it could. It could. So I don't want to tell any tales or stories or lies. So we'll figure it out. We'll see what happens.
Okay, well, how does this sound?
It sounds better.
Okay.
You moved it to the other side? Don't get me laughing.
Yeah, and I turned the volume up a little.
Yeah, well, you sound way better. I don't know what part of what you did helps, but something worked. Don't you think, Rex? She doesn't sound just kind of lost in a...
I can hear.
Wow. Okay. Weaver can't hear us through this. That's so weird.
She can hear through the link, like, but not through the screen.
Yeah, it sounds like her earbuds just aren't working. Very strange. Very strange. Well, Kate, I don't know what to do for you there or how to help you with that whole idea, but, I mean, I don't know if your earbuds, you know, are not functioning with the laptop or I don't know. I honestly don't know. If you can use them to hear music on the computer, I would think that they should work for hearing us. So that's my only thing. Okay. Well, I want to get the party started, and I'm going to put up a link. And Rex, I'm going to have you kick this off. And this is a piece by Myriad Dark. La, 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 la.
Drunk on Moonlight by Myriad Dark. Drunk on moonlight from your openly wolfish nature and the wetness of our bodies wedged together under a barrage of combined heat, made up of breath and crushed flowers beneath our entwined nature. Feasting and lapping up moisture from our fingers, we drink in each other's essence over the night's deep off-rim, with a last breath of sunset gas fading into twilight. Our bodies become pinned down between the heat and the solstices of our wants and the subtle teasing of puckered flesh bitten. I watch the hairs on your arms rise while I playfully probe your lips with finger and tongue as we drift between states of fume and heated battle, lips crusted with the salty taste of each other, every breath an intake gas and breathless release coming together and racing with anticipation as we lay among the debris under the feasting of our throwaway sense. And poem.
Nice read, Rex. Okay. Well, Pam, do you want to start us off?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. Great read there, Rex. This is a wonderful sensual rite all the way through. I really like particularly feasting and lapping up moisture from our fingers. Can you hear me?
I thought I could.
Oh, be quiet, smartass. Just because it's your birthday doesn't mean you're not a smartass. Okay. I just thought somebody said something like hello or something like that. But yeah, beautiful sensual rite all the way through. Wonderful imagery. I like the idea of feasting and lapping up moisture from our fingers. And also, I like that he goes, and the subtle teasing of puckered flesh bitten. The idea of the flesh being puckered makes me think of how your fingertips get all wrinkly and puckered when you're like soaking in the bathtub or in a hot shower for a long time. And I thought that was a really nice addition to, the poem itself. So beautifully written and very well done. So.
Jane, are you mutating?
Oh, my God. And Rex, how about you?
No allusions to the visuality imparted, but I do like the overall effect with the drunk on moonlight from your openly wolfish nature. That's a nice touch in the first opening lines. And the draw on with the last breath of sunset gas fading into twilight. Again, adding flavor as well as I thought with made up of breath and crushed flowers where they lay. Kind of nice thought to... aromas being risen in the air. What else we got in here? The heated battle, that offers up a nice touch of the wolfish nature going into the evening itself, almost the lashing of digits and tongues, so to speak, the heated battle. lips crusted with a salty taste to each other, also imparts that the length of that battle itself. And again, running into that, the bottom end, under the feasting of our throwaway spent kisses, that notion of spreading that kiss throughout the entirety of the encounter.
Thanks, Rex. Thanks, good job. Nice comment, guys. And, I really liked this piece very much. I thought it was a wonderful write and incredible imagery throughout. And, I started trying to pluck out a few lines, and I was like, I don't know. I took it from our bodies become pinned down between the heat and solstices of our want all the way down to the end. And I probably could have grabbed the lines above this and, been just as satisfied. But I thought that the imagery was just incredible, and I think that it was just a picture so well painted. I think, so much of it was very relatable. I mean, I watched the hairs on your arms rise while I playfully probe your lips with finger and tongue. I think we can all relate to, getting the goosebumps and the hairs on your arms rise just kind of makes a, I don't know, makes us all feel some sort of way. That's the way to say it. And Weaver, we could not hear you. She dropped, so. I don't know. Let's see what we have now. Have to find one for Pam. I got one. Okay, Pam. Oh, she thinks she's on now. Oh, I got to check it out. There she is. Hello,
hi, can you hear me? Hello.
Oh, my gosh, I can. Welcome to the party.
Thank you so much. It took me a while.
Good, very good. You fixed it, whatever it was. And since I picked you up, now I have another caller. So, Pam, do you want to go ahead and read that poem, and I'll find out who's on the other line? That would be wonderful.
Sure, sounds good.
Thanks, honey. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
Sapphic.
This is Sapphic Wolf, and it goes by Jessica D, and it goes like this. Blood does pump through pulsating waves of pink tongue, howling deeper every time you sit so close. Fired from lips like dandelion seeds spread wide, kiss me, love, softly. Eyes of firefly fever and lightning streamers, searing hot gaze on my body, tugging, tracing deep furrows on the battle-scarred skin. Kiss me, love, firmly. Breathing deep of her and enjoying lust peak, stormy darkness burned by the memory pour. Cauterized clouds smoking in midnight ink blot. Kiss me, love, harder. Lips of molten passion on fired skin do flame. Salty sweet on tongue's lips. Feed my lust life like a moth in burning itself again hot. Bite me, love, softly. Fingers gripping hair by my tail, pulling hard. Moaning lips are marshmallow kissy pillows. Parting, tongue tip, probing anew inside you. Fight me, love, firmly. Shower desire over me like moonlight dancing aloud and wet as a river tongue flick. Wolf me, lambent goddess, I'm waiting, tongue out. Fight me, love, harder. End poem.
Nice job, Pam. Rex, you want to do comments? Uh-oh. Am I muted? No.
I'm muted. No.
Rex, are you muted? Do you want to run comments, Rex, or do you want me
to? You want me to go first?
No,
I
wanted
to
know if you wanted
to hear you.
To run the comments. I wasn't sure if you wanted to run the comments. If not, I'll do them.
Sure. Why don't I start?
awesome.
Kate, why don't you start with you since you just came in? What did you think of Sapphic Wolf?
I hope you can hear me all right. I thought it was absolutely brilliant, full of an awful lot of passion, which is, I'm not very sure how good I'm going to be at this because I'm a little bit nervous. But yes, I enjoyed that a lot.
Thank you, Kate. Jean, how about you? Unmute first. How about you? You got to read it. What about you? Got awful quiet here, but I hear somebody giggling.
I hope you're not laughing at my terrible attempt.
No, hello? I'm just wondering where everybody else went. It's like we just, the room
we
just emptied.
Hiding.
It got really quiet.
Pam and I were hiding. We were hiding. Nothing
well, it might
first.
Have been nice if you said something before we left.
So I didn't expect going for more than a second or three. It just kind of took a weird turn. Anyway, we have Passion's Promise on the line too, Rex, just so you know.
Oh. Hello, Passion.
So,
hello, y'all.
Did you get to hear Sapphic Hat Wolf?
I did.
What'd you think?
I think it was hot. It was a really sweet, sensual piece. I mean, I like the howling deeper every time you sit so close, fired from lips like dandelion seeds spread wide. Kiss me, love softly. I mean, she's gentle at first, you know, and then she gets into it. And I think she did really well with the form that she was trying to accomplish. The sensuality was definitely there. It was a beautiful, beautifully written piece.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought this was an excellent piece. Very well written, very full of great imagery. You know, and I think she said it was an attempt at a sapphic ode. And I didn't know there was a sapphic ode, I'm not going to lie, but I think, you know, she did a wonderful job with the piece in general. So no matter where she had directed it, I think it would have been a good one. Just nicely done. And I'm glad to see you sharing your work with us, Jess. It feels good to have your work on board. So well done. Well done. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Jean. And Pam, you got to read it. How about you?
Yeah, I thought this was absolutely beautiful. It was, it's seductive, it's romantic, a very good sapphic ode. It has a nice flow to it. I really like how it has a set meter, and I really like the imagery of breathing deep of her and enjoying lust peak, stormy darkness burned by the memory pour. And I like how she has bite me softly, bite me firmly. You know, there's this sense of demand, you know, that I find, like, adds a nice touch to the poem. So excellent write and very well done.
Absolutely. Well said, everybody. Thank you very much. And there was a nice undertoning of softness and then rolling into the more harder realm as she went from, kiss me, love softly, then firmly, then harder, and bite me softly, firmly, and harder. So she kept a nice pace of that. But I like the wolf aspect she threw into this. Right in the first line, blood for some blue pulsating waves of pink tongue howling deeper. And then again, with tracing deep furrows on the battle-scarred skin. And then down near the end, she put in fingers gripping hair by my tail, pulling hard, running lips and marshmallow tissue pillows, parting, tongue tip probing anew inside you, bite me love firmly, and then the shower desire of me. and Stream Like the Moonlight, which is a nice a thought in that last stanza, Dancing Lad and What Is It Really Come Slick, Wolf Me Lambent Goddess, I'm Waiting Tongue Out, Bite Me Love Father. I don't know much about a Stafford Ode, but I'll have to check it out.
Right. I hear you there, Rick. I think that an ode is an ode. I think that her dress reference was
true, but I don't know about the Sapphic end of it.
I know, I had never heard it put that way, but I started thinking about it after I said that, and I went, she probably just, you know, meant that she never took on an ode before in that direction. So I could be wrong too, but I try, you know. I try. Okay. I'm trying to ask most people, they'll tell you. Okay. I have a piece here for Poetic Picasso, and I'm going to do that one next. So let me click that button.
The central wolf in me calls out your name with a seductive howl. On the lustful prowl, searching for your voluptuous shadow. My mouth yearns for the taste of your exotic flesh, as you dance in the glisten of the nocturnal dew of moonlight. Your naughty whispers tempt me like the lunar winds of desires. Your feminine scent intoxicates me with a strong incantation. The native drums sound the dark, impassioned spirits of eroticism. Awakened by the steaming vapors of the mist of erogenous pleasures. Your naked body is the aphrodisiac bite to my savage libido untamed. Your peaking nipples moist in the rupture of my dripping tongue. Licking your soft skin as you begin to supplicate with the shimmer. Then, I dip deep into the drenching dew of your orgasmic shiver. My penetration makes you moan, a vociferous echo wanting more. Your nails scratch the surface of my back with engraved marks. We embrace with the prurient roar of the restless leader, releasing the howl of our wet climax under a full moon. Soy tu lobo de la noche, tu la selección de la luna, mi oído está desatado por el sabor de tu pasión. I am your night wolf, you the seduction of the moon, and my howling is unleashed by the taste of your passion. Ole, ole, in the boom.
Great read, Fran. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It's really appreciated. And let's take a listen from the ladies and see how they like your howling in the evening. Passion, why don't we start with you, please?
I'm in the middle of a howl.
Well, you're being awful quiet about it.
Hey, there's some things you just don't share live. Now, this is actually a really great piece by Poetic Picasso. Frank does an awesome job, of course, we all know this. Essentially hot piece of erotic here. Your naughty whispers tempt me like the lunar winds of desires. Your feminine scent intoxicates me with strong incantation. I mean, the lines go on. It's a beautiful read. I can't say much about it. It just takes you there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Passions. And Kate, how about you?
Oh, hello. Yes, sorry. I'm muted. That was amazing. I have to say, I do like his voice so much. Frank's voice is lovely. Some of the lines, the sensual wolf in me calls out your name. Lovely. Yes, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kate. Pam, how about you?
Pam Wright.
Well, there you go, Frank. One has already passed out.
Right.
How about you, Jim?
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, you know, I think that Frank did an excellent job with this. It was sensual, and I said it was so hot that it was in flames. So, just a really well done piece, full of, you know, exotic and erotic, imagery throughout, and just a nice job, Frank. Really, really well done, and a great audio as always. Pam, you want to try it now? I swear I heard that.
All right, guys, get the smelling salts out.
We need them. I think we need
all
them.
All right, I'm back.
She had a snifter full.
No, I actually forgot I was on mute, and then every time I unmuted myself, Gene, you had already called on Gene to comment, so then I thought this was a wonderful sensual write. I liked it all the way through, great imagery, but, you know, I was particularly fond of the third and fourth stanza. I thought those had some strong lines in it and was very well done.
Thank you very much, ladies. You all handled that very well. Are your hearts beating, Beth?
I hope to God my heart's beating.
I got to say, the lead into this was really nice. The sensual wolf in me calls out your name with a seductive howl on the prowl, for searching for your voluptuous shadow. Nice intonation of the hunt itself right there. My mouth yearns for the taste of your exotic flesh as you dance in the glisten of the nocturnal dew of moonlight. Again, a great visual to open up the piece itself. And it didn't stop there, rolling into the native drums was another nice thought, adding a little sound in there. Impassioned spirits of eroticism awakened by the steaming vapors of the mist of erogenous pleasures. Then it gets a little peaked as he walks a little deeper and a little deeper until the bottom end of this, again, that wet climax under a full moon. So it brought the nature angle into this, plus the native drums was a nice touch. And by the lady, Frank, you lit the fire tonight. Nicely done. All right, Jean, we're back to you.
Okay, let me see now.
What's that, Jean? You want to bite on request?
Yes, exactly. You know, there's no absolute yes or absolute no. There's like, you know, there's a middle line there.
That was too easy to pass.
I know. I opened myself wide open with that one, but that's okay. Okay, little, I'm going to put up another SoundCloud. So this one here is by Weaver of Dreams. I don't know who that is, but she gave us an audio. So life is good, right? And here we go.
You, the pack leader, your body, a perfectly proportioned symphony of muscles to speed. You are legendary. Your glowing amber eyes glanced at me, moved on. No, I screamed inside. You had to notice my existence. I was everything you needed in a mate, your sanctuary. Although young, I was a slayer. I simply had to show you. Outwardly, with a slender frame, green eyes, auburn hair, I looked wholesome and demure. But scratch that surface, and beneath you'd find barbed wire. I would fight for you, Let the other bitches strut and preen before you. I don't care. As I planned, you took me first in our animalistic form. No interaction, just frenzied lust as passion grew. Your teeth sank into my neck, holding me in place. Before the sun rose, I disappeared like a wraith. As for my name, where I lived or worked, no one knew. You already had my scent, and my taste was on your lips. Thus began a tantalizing game of catch me if you can. It was so easy. I brushed past you on a crowded street, moving faster than I was gone. Next, I stood behind you, queuing for coffee. You sensed me, but as you turned, I ran. I didn't move fast enough. You followed and grasped my arm. I looked into your eyes and smiled. Then I heard you moan, "Don't run from me again, my love. We belong to each other now." Before your mouth captured mine and I drowned in you, I heard, "Tonight before our pack, I will pledge myself to you alone."
Great read, Kate, and thank you very much for the sound crowd. It's really appreciated. And Pam, we're going to start with you.
All right. I really enjoyed this. I like how she got into the fun of the teeth, the fun of the hunt, the cracking, the scent, this. You already had my scent and my taste was on your lips. Thus began a tantalizing game of catch me if you can. I also really like how she wrapped it up in the end lines. Before your mouth captured mine and I drowned in you, I heard, "Tonight before our pack, I will pledge myself to you alone." Such a wonderful line to end on, to speak of that total devotion that is part of the wolves, mated, married for life. So absolutely beautiful and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Passion, how about you?
I have to agree with Pam. She did a great job on this piece. The, the cat and mouse kind of playful, back and forth where at the hunt. And it was beautiful, beautifully done. I love the storyline. The images were beautiful. It just kept me in tune with this piece. It was marvelously written. And I do like the final ending, how she closed it. It was marvelous.
Thank you, Passion. And Jean, how about you?
Well, before I say anything, I want to introduce Naomi, because I don't think I mentioned that she's here. Hi, Naomi.
Hey.
Hi, Naomi.
Hey.
Hi, Naomi.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Kate. Hope everybody's doing good tonight.
Absolutely.
They're all wonderful as usual.
Hope you're howling at the moon.
we think that this poem was fabulous. It really was. It was very well done. I think you had awesome imagery throughout. And what a great story told. I mean, it was a great way to put it out there. It was clever, very clever and well written. So excellent job, and I really enjoyed it. Thanks for sharing that one with us. And Naomi, how about you? Did you hear the poem?
Yeah. Oh, wow. This was just such a delightfully enchanting tale. Like, I was just on the edge of my seat all the way through. And, Katie's voice has something about it. I don't know. It just pulls you in. The way she just talks, like it says if she's a born storyteller. I just loved it, I especially, I loved the imagery throughout, the descriptions of him and then the descriptions of her. And I love the phrase, I looked wholesome and demure, but scratch that surface and beneath you'd find barbed wire. I would fight for you. Let the other bitches strut and preen before you. I don't care. I just love that, you know, and the way she said it too, you know, and like everybody said, you know, the chase. An amazing story told here. Just bravo.
Nicely said, Naomi. Thank you. Kate, I got to say, I like the duality you rolled into this, not just hitting on the wolf angle, but you hit on the human angle as well and offered up both of those as part of the theme. I like that second stanza because you offer up the sense of who she is. And by the time you get to that third line, I looked wholesome and demure, but scratch that surface, and beneath you'd find barbed wire. I would fight for you. Let the other bitches strut and preen for you. I don't care. There's a sense of understanding of self in that moment. And then you go right to the next stanza. As I planned, you took me first in our animalistic form. No interaction, just frenzied lust as passion grew. And then you hit up, go back into the thought of the human angle. He already understands and knows you by taste and smell, yet hasn't seen you in human form. But, and you start playing that little game of catch me if you can. The little slight touch here, the aroma that he picks up on. And then you hit on that last stanza with that catch me if you can thought. I didn't move fast enough. There's a deliberate note to that opening line right there. You followed and grasped my arm. And then from there, it's yes, you caught me finally. Now, what are you going to do about it? And that in turn is the last line. Tonight before I pack, I will pledge myself to you alone. And a great finishing line goes right back to the wolf angle again. Nicely played.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
That's been very
welcome. All right, Jane, we're off to you again.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Passions, can I get you to read them? Okay, Passions, here we go. This one's by Tuni.
Okay. A Tryst with a Much Married Woman by Tuni. I crawl under the seductive gaze of her heavy-lidded eyes to spend my living days in their sullied Garden of Eden, an unwelcome serpent enticing her to bite into the apple of my words. I become a willing captive in the auburn chains of her tresses and rise heavenward in the peachy scent of a perimeter of cumulus clouds under an argent 14th moon. I flow in a brook of the juice of our lovemaking, in which amber pebbles of her freckles run down from her cheek, deep into the valley of her breast, even in resting stillness. I worship in her temple with hot quivering lips, probing phalanges, cindered limbs, molded mounds and torsos until primal urges surge to surmount and subdue the rising tide of thrust choking on forbidden names. End poem.
Nice job, Passion.
Thank you very much. Naomi, why don't we start with you, please?
Yeah, I just love the imagery throughout this. The amber pebbles of her freckles run down from her cheeks deep into the valley of her breast, heaving in resting stillness. I just love that line there. And all through this is just amazing, look at the the sinful side of the Garden of Eden. So just an amazing, amazing right throughout.
Nicely said, Naomi. Thank you. And Sam, how about you?
Yeah, I thought this was a very creative write, a different approach on the prompt. That's for sure.
I like how some of the different imagery in here she has in here, such as the mention of the cumulus clouds under an aged, argent 14th moon. I'm not sure where a 14th moon comes from in 12 months, but, you know, hey, it still sounds good. I don't know. It's interesting. That's for sure. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Pam. And Kate, how about you?
Hi. Yes. I did enjoy this a lot. Some wonderful lines, I think. I became a willing captive in the auburn chains of her tresses and rise heavenward. Just really, really lovely. Yes, possibly a little bit different from what we've heard, but I think it was really good.
Thank you, Kate. And Jean, how about you?
Well, you know, I thought it was beautifully written, and I think there was great imagery, and it was very well expressed. And, you know, I kind of see how she tied it in with the prompt, for sure. We've had to run back and see what prompt number two was. But, yes, nicely done, nicely done. A lot of good imagery in there. Seductive little piece.
Thank you, Jean. And, Patrick, you got to read it. How about you?
I agree. The imagery was beautiful through here. I do like many of the lines that were already mentioned, so I'm not going to repeat it. But I like the next to last. I flow in a brook of the juice of our lovemaking, in which amber pebbles of her freckles run down from her cheeks. It's just beautiful images that they have painted here. Romantic, passionate. They did a fantastic job with this piece.
Thank you very much, ladies. Great comment. I think the 14th moon is a reference to a stage in a woman's life. I haven't read enough of it to understand fully what it means, but there's it harkens back about 100 years when it was first created. Anyway. I like that opening start to draw to the thin angle, the sunny Garden of Eden, and enticing the biting apple of my words. That was a nice, clever ending line right there. And then the thought, I become a willing captive in the auburn chains of its tresses and rise heavenward in the peachy scent of a perimeter of cumulus clouds under an argent 14th moon. Everything in this kind of hits on that notion of nicely done metaphors for amber pebbles of her freckles run down from her cheeks, deep into the valley of her breast. Nicely intoned and quite the thought, too. And then the back end of this choking on forbidden names, it hits on that idea of a younger man being introduced to an older woman and finding all that that comes with it is gold. And
we're coming back to you, Jean. Okay, dokie. That's what I say. Naomi, I have a piece for you next. Pam, I'm going to share something with you in a minute. But yes, whenever you are ready, Naomi.
Yes. Okay, this is Kitty, the Naughty Poet. And it's called The Inner Wolf. You found parts of me I didn't know existed. And in you I found love I never believed was real. Kinky, twisted wolf, the fairy tale of my essence. Bring heaven to life with spoken dreams, magic in the moon's bright beam. Big eyes to witness as you guide my skin. Sharp teeth to shape the essence, large nose to sniff out my desires, nails to rip and claw my flesh, smoking fantasies alive in fairy tales, sweet kink of my twisted dream, show me the essence of your fire's light. My inner wolf honors the moon in you. And poem.
Great read, Naomi. Thank you very much. And Passions, why don't we start with you, please?
I want to know where this kinky twisted wolf is. Oh, holy. Wow. And I want this fairy tale. This fairy tale, I mean, this is, you know, Kitty the Naughty Poet. She does some great poetry. Read a few of her pieces, and this is no different. She, great images and detail. Big eyes and witness you, witness as you guide my skin, sharp teeth to shape the essence. Large nose to sniff out my desires, nails to rip and claw my flesh. Oh my! And she did a wonderful job with this piece. I mean, I can't say anything more than. There were several great lines here, and I think she outdid herself with this one.
Thank you very much, Passions. And Kate, how about you?
Oh, yes, I really enjoyed this so much. That first stanza, you found parts of me I didn't know existed, and in you I found love I never believed was real. That's really, really good. And then we get to a kinky twisted wolf. That sounds like heaven. That was very good. I enjoyed it.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Kate. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this was really great fun. Just a wonderful sensual ride all the way through. But I do like that she brings in the big bad wolf element in it with the mention of fairy tales. I especially like Kinky Twisted Wolf, the fairy tale of my ex. Essence, bring heaven to life with spoken dreams, magic in the moon's bright beam. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
Well, you know, I think that this was nicely penned. I think the story was well told and the thoughts were well expressed. So, nice work. Thanks, Katie. Kitty's a naughty poet, sorry. I thought it was Katie's a naughty poet at one point. Okay. So sorry, but great job.
Well, it used to be Katie the Naughty Poet.
Thank you. That's crazy.
Thought you were going mad, didn't you?
I did. Wow.
Thank you, Jean. And Naomi, you got to read it. How about you?
Yeah, well, I'm really with Kate there on that first stanza. You know, it's so romantic. And then she goes, Kinky Twisted Wolf. You know, it's just like, you know, it just like twists it right around there, which was really fun, you know. And and I love how she put in elements of fun, like large nose to sniff out my desires. And you know, I just love how she went about this whole write. You know, it's fun, it's well written, and it's really a delightful write all through.
Great comments, everybody. Well, I was listening to Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs earlier, and this walks along that essence of "Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood." The song itself, it parallels that so well. That this kind of walks in that notion of a little bit of cosplay, hitting with that kinky twisted wolf, the fairy tale of my essence, and then the roll through the big eyes, the sharp teeth, the large nose, and the nails to rip and claw my flesh. I think it was a nice play along that angle, and it fits the song so well that I'm wondering if Kitty knows the song itself or has heard it recently. And we're coming back to you, Phil. Ahar.
Well, that note, let me put this next up for you, Rex. Yes.
All right. Midnight Whispers by Bookworm Day 227. Our dance ended at 11. She wore an emerald green dress. Her stockings were jet black. Her eyes were coral blue. Lipstick was put on with care. Liz Claiborne filled the air, dancing and talking did little to chill the air. Her words came out smoothly. Her smile lit my heart as we kissed, bringing each other closer. My place or yours, she said, whispering back, I do not have a roommate, but you do. After the last dance, it was a slow one. We walked in the March night, slowly to my room. Offering her a massage, rubbing down her back, gently undressing her, exposing her freckled back and her long chestnut red brown hair. Sighing as she felt at ease with my touch, kissing her neck and shoulders, exposing her white skin. Kissing and finding her zones with each finger, I asked permission. Never was no said. No would stop everything. We explained the rules. We agreed on them all. It was a simple rule. No means stop. She never murmured or gave a doubt, asked me to turn her over, exposing her large breasts. I was inexperienced as I saw them fully aroused, her panties and stockings. Kissing her sweet-tasting lips, rubbing her breasts, she purred and whispered, it's okay, I like what you are doing. Moving down, making sure each step was met with approval, losing more clothing, now just boxes on. She knew by instinct how to please. She let me enter her, thrusting to her approval. Her sighs and soft orgasms met with more kisses and soft nibbles, lipstick, and several hickeys were left. Her neck, throat, and breasts. My neck and throat, too. It was not a quickie. Carefully, we made love. With a gentle sleep, two who became one in March. Now, a dream of a memory, hoping she remembers us fondly, lovingly, to be young and in love. Thank you, my love. And Paul.
Nice job, Rex.
Naomi, why don't we start with you, please?
Yeah, well, oof, this is hot. Yeah, but I love how, you know, he tells it in a tale, which really engages the reader. You know, he just starts out by describing her with such a wonderful imagery there. You know, her the way she's dressed, the way she looks, the way she smells. And then all the storyline throughout, you know, you get to be really involved with the characters. So, yeah, just an amazing write here by Bookworm Dave. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Naomi. And, Kate, how about you?
Oh, okay. I'm here. I keep forgetting that mute. Yes, very, very interesting. Very good story told in this one, definitely. I liked the fact that the dress was mentioned and the stockings were jet black. And her smile lit my heart as we kissed, bringing each other closer. It was really very romantic, very hot, and I enjoyed it.
Excellent. Thank you, Kate. Pam, how about you? Are you mutating again?
She said be right back, Rex.
Ah. Okay, then it's for you, Gene.
I knew it. I knew I was going to get I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Just kidding. By the way, I just picked Frank up. Hi, Frank.
Hello.
Hi,
hello,
Frank.
Everyone. Hello there.
Hello,
hey, my friends. Hello.
Hi, Frank.
Hello. I'm saying hello to everyone, so if I miss names, so I prefer just to say hello.
Hi, Frank.
Well, that's
hello
a
there.
Well, we've got Pam and Jean and Naomi and Passions and Kate in the room with you.
The hell held the gangs while here. I was going to say, I think this was great imagery and a tender recollection of a wonderful encounter. Nicely expressed and well done. That's what I'm going to say about this piece. Nice work.
Excellent. Thank you, Gene. How about you, Frank? Did you get to hear this piece, Midnight Whispers? We lose Frank already?
Oh.
Pam, are you back?
I am.
Pam?
Yes. Yes.
Are you going to comment? Or are you just going to have another
Well, session? I would love to, but I missed the piece, so I'll just comment on the next one.
All right. I'm going to walk along that same angle that Gene just did with the tender memory, looking back in time, and the thankfulness that goes with it, because obviously it gets on the youthful exuberance and coming across an older woman who teaches a few things to the young lad. I like those opening couple of stanzas. Dance ended at 11. She wore an emerald green dress. It was clayborn still in the air. Nice touch to an evening romp, so to speak, a party. And then the offer, my place or yours, she said, whispering back, I do not have a roommate, but you do. And then everything from then on that, with kind of a nice slow motion thought running through the evening of their desires and how everything unfolded slowly, and kind of walked in slow motion. And that was a nice touch. And walking it back as a memory was a good menu to offer up as a thought. Thank you very much, Bookworm Dave.
Nice.
All right, Gene. Where to you once more.
Okie dokie. Well, Pam, it's a good thing you came back.
Just in time.
Yes. Okay.
This would be good.
Oh,
all right. This is Volcanic Eons Burning the Red Earth, and it goes like this. The night comes forth in primal howls and predatory footfalls. You lean towards me to claim the deep kiss of my soul. You are Khonsu, my lord with the falcon eyes. I am the wilderness. I sing to the crown of your moon. You are strength and light carved from volcanic eons. Your erected temple upon mounds of red earth. You spill eternity upon me. Ours is an evocative and exotic dance. We are unified in flesh and spirit. We build thunder to know the everlasting thoughts of gods. Desire burns like the tree and the lightning meeting in the split of time and the psalms of the wolf. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And Frank, if you're there.
I do apologize for that. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. If I break or something goes, just know it's the connection again. But I'll give my best here to stay on as much as I can. I thought this was just a very central piece. It was a reverential piece as well. This is what I enjoyed about it, the references there that you add in mythology to this piece, which I always think is fantastic. But I just like the whole elements you brought here with the volcanic eons. And you talk about the howls. Then you go into the seductive aspect there of the poem. But I like the way you personified Khonsu. You know, this is just a beautiful, exquisite poem with delightful, central, passionate metaphors and imagery. I just thought it was just a well-executed poem, and I was very much taken by this poem there, pal. Certainly need a bit of sherry there. Overcome there with this
Thank
poem
you,
there. You're welcome.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Frank. And Patience, how about you?
As usual, Pam does a beautiful job with the imagery and metaphors, and this was a breathtaking piece. I liked many of the lines, but it was stood out to me the You are the strength and light carved from volcanic eons. Your erected temple upon mounds of red earth. You spill eternity upon me. It is an exotic dance. We are unified in flesh and spirit. You know, come together, and it's just a beautiful, sensual piece. Miss Pam, you did a wonderful job on this.
Thank you, Passion.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Passion. And Naomi, how about you?
Oh, yeah, I love every part of this piece. You know, from the way it starts out, the night comes forth in primal howls and predatory footfalls. And, you know, you lean towards me to claim the deep kiss of my soul. And all through those parts that Passions recited, but I especially like the last stanza there. Desire burns like the tree and the lightning meeting in the split of time, and the psalms of the wolf, you know, and the split of time, the tree and the lightning meeting. That was so creative and so wonderfully clever, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful write here, full of amazing metaphors and beautiful lines all throughout, Pam. Just a sensational.
Thank you, Naomi. And Kate, how about you?
Oh, well, if you could see me, I'm bowing. But no, it was wonderful. So good. Everything about it just flowed. Ours is an evocative and exotic dance. We are unified in flesh and spirit. We build thunder to know the everlasting thoughts of God. Just absolutely wonderful, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
My pleasure.
And Jean, how about you?
Well, hell, Pam, not that I can say there. I have to agree with everybody, and I want to start out by saying I really agree with Frank, you know, and everybody else's comments to go along with it. Nobody was off the mark. I think this is an excellent write, wonderful references all the way through. And, you know, of course, I moved some lines down to the bottom, and when I finished, I said I could have moved them all down there. You know, I just think it was awesome work all the way through, and I love it. Really, really great job. As always, Ben.
Thank you.
Great job. Mm-hmm.
Great comment, everybody. I'm going to go a little different. Because of the fact you took and the fact you dropped Khonsu in here and the temple itself and the red earth and the volcanoes and all that, this kind of hits on that notion of a worshiping scroll one would find in an Egyptian temple with somebody who's been mummified some 2,000 years ago, and it was part of their duty, maybe as one who is the holder of the temple, keeper of the temple, the one who goes to make sure all the goods are taken care of, and then she in turn is then buried with honorarium as far as who she was and what she felt towards this particular god. And it does come across as essential because of their convergence together between what he represented and what she delivered unto him as part of her daily ritual.
Thank you, Rex.
Nice.
You're welcome. All right, Jean, we're off to you.
Okie doke. I have another audio to put up, so... This one's by Casey Day, and it's called Rapture. Oh, and we have another call. And I know who this is. Hello, Gray Eyes. How are you?
Hi, Phil. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
If I was any better, I'd be twins. Around here, I should be. If I was twins, I'm just saying. it's good to have you with us, Gray.
Hi,
Gray. Yes. I was going to say something, but whatever it is, it went the hell out of my head, so it can't be important. Story of my life. Okay, I'm going to hit Casey's poem and put it up, and then we're going to listen. So here we go.
Rapture. Our faults and sins safety pin to our skin. Bathing in our fire fingertips prick the tip of desire. Then we slip and glide into the Milky Way. Here with you, I don't need space. Don't take me home. I can't go. I won't go. The stars, no scars I've hid so long. I don't know right from wrong, and you don't know where I belong. Oh, but I've known your ghost, hiding in your eyes like most. But there's blood in my eyes, and you still remove my disguise. Said I'm broken, tarnished, and scattered. Held my hand and let me shatter. We glide across the Milky Way, learning love unaccompanied by pain. Don't take me home. I can't go. I won't go. The stars, no scars I've hid so long. I don't know right from wrong, and you don't know where I belong. In the darkest hours of my insanity, I stumbled into a hidden power and freed the beast living deep inside of me. Together we broke the chains binding to reality, where I found God, freedom, and the sanctity of peace. So take me home. It's the only place I want to go. The stars and scars are welcome as long as they know that in your arms no harm, no hurt or harm will ever grow. Finally, I'm safe here. I have your hands to hold. You are where I belong.
Great read, Casey. Thank you very much for the soundtrack. It was really appreciated. All right, Grace, since you're the last one in the room, you're up first.
Well, she did a wonderful read with that. But, you know, the poem is touching. You know, it's... It, you can feel the bond that she has with her special somebody in this poem. You know, they are her home, so it's the only place she wants to go. The stars and scars are welcome as long as they know that in your arms no hurt and no harm will ever grow. Finally safe here, I have your hands to hold. You are where I belong. Just a beautiful ending. Excellent poem. Excellent read.
Thank you, Gray. And Katie, how about you? I'm kidding.
Oh, yes, that was absolutely wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I don't actually have it here to read, unfortunately, so I can't quote any of the lines.
The lines?
But it was really, really good.
Mm. Thank you, Kate. Passions, how about you? Frank, how about you?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to say that this was actually my prompt as well, but she certainly had a better vision of the prompt there than I did. This is beautiful. It's exclusively written. I mean, the imagery throughout the poem is striking. The metaphors are impeccable. And I thought it was just a beautiful poem. There's so much of a longing here. You know, this poem here, and yet at the same time, there's an affirmation there of what it is, of what she's yearning there. You know, when she says that in your arms, no hurt or harm will ever grow. Finally, I'm safe here. I have your hands to hold. You are where I belong. There is a sense of serenity or serendipity at the same time, even though the poem has that strong yearning and longing, it still is just a wonderful, wonderful. You know, personification of rapture there. And I thought she did an excellent job. It was a beautiful poem.
Excellent. Thank you, Frank. And yes, Jim, that's the right answer. And it's your turn.
I think that this was a wonderful poem. I think it was well written. She did a great job. I think that, I'm trying to remember what I wrote because, of course, I lost the link. Somewhere. Oh, here it is. Wait, I found it. I thought it was well written and expressed. Wonderful imagery loaded with emotions. And I thought she did a great job with it, and she read it beautifully. It just reinforced the feelings and thoughts in the piece itself. So good job, Casey, and thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you, Jean. And then Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, well, I think this was, you know, very, she said personal to her, and you can feel it in her voice as she reads, you know. You know, I think she was like broken before. She talks about scars, you know, don't bring me home. I'm not ready to go. And she said, I'm broken, tarnished and scattered. Held my hand and let me shatter. We glide across the Milky Way, learning love unaccompanied by pain. So I think she once knew that kind of love that was full of pain. And now she finally finds with this person, you know, a sacred, a safe sanctuary and a place where she really feels that she belongs finally. So just a wonderfully well-written piece, you know, so filled with emotion, like Phil said, and we can feel it throughout the poem. So just an amazing, amazing writer by Casey.
Excellent. Thank you, Naomi. And Pam, how about you?
Well, this is just absolutely beautiful. I really like what you had to say, Naomi, about someone being broken. It has that whole feeling of healing, of two people, of two broken people healing together. I really like how she opens up with the line, our faults and sins, safety pinned to our skin. It makes me think of the saying of, you know, wearing your emotions on your sleeves. You know, the whole idea of somebody who's just very honest and open about who they are and what they've been through. And I really like, in the darkest hours of my insanity, I stumbled into a hidden power and freed the beast living deep inside me. Together we broke the chains binding to reality. You know, this wonderful idea of the strength found in togetherness. So beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, David. I'm going to walk a little differently because of that. What comes across as almost the chorus. Don't take me home. I can't go. I won't go. The stars, no scars. I've hid so long. I don't know right from wrong. And you don't know where I belong. And she repeated that one other time. And this could make a wonderful song with the right voice attached to it. And there's another line. Together we broke the chains binding to reality, where I found God, freedom, and the sanctity of peace. There's an almost easy reference here to finding peace and comfort in Christ. And a higher power that helps with the angle, the bitterness that comes with the pain, the thought of being set unbroken, tarnished, and scattered. Held my hand and let me shatter. We glide across the Milky Way, learning love unaccompanied by pain. There's that notion of walking in the footsteps of Christ and feeling comfort and love in the moment. Nicely done, Casey. All right, Jean, we're off to you. Once
okay.
more.
Well, you know, Passions really knows when to drop off the line because she was the next poem I had up. So, Naomi, if you would be so kind as to read this piece for her, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. I entered a piece, too, into the contest, just to let you know. Last minute. Okay, your passion's promise, your winter coat. Beautiful the hourglass of perfection that tests the grains of time. Your flesh wears a winter's coat beneath the moon's touch. Sweet shimmer of silver streaks in your golden hair. Mountain peaks bear a hint of sunset. Flat climbs to the valley of heat and desire. Within me, the carnal beast of passion and want. I long to savor the taste of your sweet figure, to nibble along the corridors of your soul, and to tap dance with your heart. To feast I shall on the peaks of your mountain tops, along the flat lines, until I reach the valley of heat and desire, and then, and only then, will I swallow the sweetest of nectar, and will become whole beneath the moonlight that the universe will rotate alongside us. The stars will drip harmony within your eyes as we howl in delight, in deep orgasmic pleasure, becoming prisoner of love and lust-filled dreams. I am forever yours. End poem.
Great read, Naomi. Thank you very much. And Frank, why don't we lead off with you, please? Frank, you there?
Looks like yes. Unmute, Frank. There you are.
Yes, I apologize for the time once more. Piece of dripping and incredible display and array of metaphors it encompasses that love and last pale dream. That is what I felt in this poem here.
Thank you, Frank. And Gray, how about you?
I thought it was a beautiful poem. You did a wonderful read on it, Naomi. But, you know, it has such excellent imagery, you know, and a delicate touch of passion and desire that comes through in that second stanza. And I really like the closing stanza as well, as we will become whole beneath the moonlight. The universe will rotate alongside us. The stars will drip harmony within your eyes as we howl in delight, in deep orgasmic pleasure, becoming prisoner of love and lust-filled dreams. I am forever yours. That's just a gorgeous poem.
Well said. Thank you very much, Greg. And Pam, how about you? Pam?
Are you there, Pam?
Yep, I'm here. Sorry, I was commenting. Wonderful imagery and metaphors all the way through, beautifully written. I particularly like that second stanza and that she went with the winter coat, the idea of winter time being when you would snuggle close to keep each other warm. I really like to nibble alongside the corridors of your soul and to tap dance with your heart to feast that shell on the peaks of your mountaintops. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Well said, Pam. Thank you very much. And Kate, how about you?
Yes, I agree with everything that's been said so far. I particularly like we will become whole beneath the moonlight. The universe will rotate alongside us. The stars will drip harmony. That was just really, really lovely. And I liked, as we howl in delight and deep orgasmic pleasure, becoming prisoners of love and lust. Very good. That was a nice one. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Kate. And Naomi, did I get you already?
No, but
okay, cool.
Pam went ahead and cited the exactly the lines that I was going to cite. So, the reference to your flesh wears a winter coat. I just love that, you know. And then, of course, the other line there, to nibble along the corridors of your soul and to tap dance with your heart. To feast I shall on the peaks of your mountaintops. I just love those lines. But, you know, all through this is just an amazing, very passionately written piece there. with lovely imagery throughout. So bravo, Passions, on this piece.
Excellent. Thank you, Naomi. All right, Jean, how about you?
Well, I think the Passions did a great job with this write, and it was really well done and sensually written and just wonderful all the way around. So nice job, Passions. Next time, if you hang on one more minute, you get to read your own poem.
Great comments, everybody. I got to say, the opening to this was really lovely. Beautiful, the hourglass of perfection that tests the grains of time. Your flesh wears a winter's coat beneath the moon's touch. It's a great thought, offering up that picture itself right in the moment. And then she does repeat the thought of bringing it back again with the moonlight in the last stanza. And the metaphors in this were wonderful, because it hits on that notion of sensuality with a grace, without actually dipping deeply into the thought beside itself. Nicely done. All right, Jean, it is yours once more.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, I got plenty of these goodies to do here, so let me see here. This next one, I'm going to put Frank. Can you hear me, Frank?
Yes, I can hear you. I believe I can hear you.
Oh, my
you
God, you sound wonderful. You sound wonderful, and guess what? You sound
it's just there a connection problem, which I cannot solve
I
at
understand.
Times.
Oh, I understand. We all go through those things. I'm going to put the next poem up, and I'm going to ask you to read it. That's why I wanted to hear your voice. There we go. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Bear with me here. If for some reason I break up, I do apologize for that. So I'll be less dramatic here. So this is a poem here. It's called The Moon Rising by Arcana or Arcana Moon. It goes like this. I gaze your pallid echoes that bathe me in desire. A star cross paths beset with flames within a yearning fire. Your graceful, gentle curves reflect within my eyes. This beast unleashed now prowls you, growling at your size. You feed the wolf within me with morsels of your flesh that sates my canine hunger, inflates my thirst afresh. I'm tearing at your torment that shivers as I feed, surging through your moonlight, a moans of sweet release. You soothe my inner beast with a comforting caress that melt against my waves in clothes of swift undress. We make love in the shuttles where your lunar light recedes. You feel my lupine lust with your aching heart that bleeds. Though my nature may be savage, you calm my inner peace. You're my gentle moonlight savior, whose palm embrace I feast. We each need one another to bask your moonstruck glow, as wolves pick mates forever and stay faithful as you know. When I see the full moon rising to take me to new heights, you pet my savage cravings and strip my wolfish thighs. You know it's no use hiding from dim lights I wish to bring. Just listen for my chorus with each howling note I sing.
Thank you very much.
You
all right, Pam, you get lead off on this. Pam?
Yeah. Yep. I'm here. Great read, Frank. Wonderful dark central right by Arcana. I really like the line, you feed the wolf within me with morsels of your flesh that sates my canid hunger and slakes my thirst afresh. And then I like how it goes on to, you soothe my inner beast with a comforting caress. Just absolutely stunning lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, how about you?
Oh, yeah, I just love this, you know, the flow, the rhyme of it, the wording in each stanza, just so beautiful. I just love, you know, how he goes into the gentler park, you know, like the more romantic park where he says, you're my gentle moonlit savior whose pale embrace I feast. We need one another to bask your moonstruck glow as wolves pick mates forever and stay faithful, as you know. You know, that he states that, you know, that wolves mate for life. You know, it's so, it gives the whole piece such a romantic feeling there throughout but it is, you know, very, very passionate and, you know, reflects the prompts so well, you know, with the wolves and the moonlight and everything. And that howl at the end was great, Frank. But just an amazing piece by Arcana here.
A bit rusty there.
Excellent. Thank you, Naomi. Gray, how about you?
You did a wonderful read on that, right, Frank? And the right, you know, is passionate, seductive, endearing. You know, it's full of beautiful imagery, and it really hit all the notes on the prompt, I think. It's a beautiful right.
Thank you, Gray. And Kate, how about you?
Ah, hi. Yes. Again, another wonderful piece of writing. You feed the wolf within me with morsels of your flesh. That sates my candid hunger and slakes my thirst afresh. I'm tearing at the torment.
Are you good on the show?
It is so good. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, Kate. And Frank, you got to read it. How about you?
Well, this was an impassioned piece from start to finish, you know. I just thought of the seductive nature of this poem intertwined with the whole aspect of the full moon and, of course, the wolf was on spot here in this poem here. You know, every line here is just very, very seductive here. But I like the way that the whole notion, as I said before, of the wolf is personified, you know. I gaze your pallid echoes and bathe me in desire. There's some exquisite lines here in this poem that are very, very well written here. And it's just, I just thought overall it was a fantastic rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me not to moon, not to howl anymore.
Jean, how about you?
Oh, you know, first off, I knew Frank's voice would suit this poem very well. I was hoping that, you know, you weren't going to drop before that. I think this poem was wonderful. There was a sensual way about not only the thoughts, but the words. The words flowed in such a sensual and wonderful way. The rhyme spot on. The story, you know, just wonderful. I mean, it was really a great piece from start to beginning. And, yeah, the howl at the end was a nice addition, Frank. So,
okay.
It was just really well done. And I really enjoyed it very much. So. Awesome sauce.
Great comments, everyone. And I got to agree, you notice these aren't short lines. These are long, impactful lines, and they bring out the full intention and note because they're all running on 13, 14 syllable counts, and it holds a nice roll of rhythm throughout the whole piece itself. But I got to say, even though this is about the two wolves themselves, I got to offer up the thought that also it encompasses the moon as another part of that love essence, the triangle completed, so to speak. Because he hits on, where was it? You know it's no use hiding from delights I wish to bring. Just listen for my chorus with each howling note I sing. And then he hits the bask in your moonstruck glow. He keeps hitting on those nice touches of the moon itself, surging through your moonlight on moans of sweet release. There is a nice intonation that the moon has to be part of the equation as the third essence that binds the two together. Nicely done, Arcana.
Nice.
All right, Jean, we're coming to you once more.
Okie dokie. Yeah, something like that. Okay, here's what I got. The next one I'm going to put up is by Sapphire Rose, and I have an audio for that. And then, guys, we're going to get into a couple more of these wonderful pieces. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Here we go.
Moon Goddess by Sapphire Rose. I could immerse myself in your aura, for your strength and beauty is all I see. The warmth of your touch joined by the cool, tantalizing breeze. The moonlight is brilliant, however, fails in comparison. The glow of its light dim next to you. Your majesty burns brighter than all the stars above. The mosaic tides ebb and flow, and the fairest of lilies dance and sway, calling for me to be with you all the rest of my days. And when the day came for me to leave you again for another stretch of time, I drink in the glow of emerald eyes for a moment more. And you are one who could share without being frightened, for your caress is tattooed on my skin forevermore. Tonight, instead of getting lost in waves of pleasure without you by my side, I beckon you to join me in dreams and dance naked, silhouetted in moonlight. End poem.
Great read, Sapphire. Thank you very much for SoundCloud. It really is appreciated. And Naomi, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, I just, wow, her voice and that reading was just, wow, just amazing. I have to find that I liked. I lost the poem. Yes. Okay, I got it back. Okay, I just loved for another stretch of time, I drink in the glow of emerald eyes for a moment more. And then there's also, you know, there's just this beautiful dance between, you know, the moon, the breeze, the love itself, you know, the naked silhouettes there. It's just a wonderful, wonderful flow to this poem, like a magical song, like reverence to it, I think. So just a beautiful, beautiful right here by Sapphire Rose.
Well said, Naomi. Thank you very much. And Frank, how about you?
You know, well, I know Robbie's out there listening, so I'm going to use a little bit of his outage here. This is like a central tango, you know, the poem. But I also like the way it just encompassed the prompt here, you know. And I read the AP at the bottom there that says it's written from a man's perspective. But I thought that was very, very good that she, you know, the whole notion of this poem being interpreted by, you know, written by a woman, and, you know, with the perception of a man is remarkable, because the metaphors here are exquisitely well written here. It's very beautiful. It's a very, very, very romantic piece. You know, I was just completely immersed completely in the beauty of this and the romanticism of the poem.
Absolutely. Thank you, Frank. And Kate, how about you?
Oh, it was really lovely. The moonlight is brilliant. However, it feels in comparison to the glow of its light dim next to you. Just so many. I envy all of you for the way you can put these beautiful metaphors together. I can't do that. I just tell stories. But it's just lovely to listen to, and I really enjoyed it.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Kate. Gray, how about you?
I thought you did a wonderful read on the SoundCloud. But, you know, the poem itself is it's mildly seductive and beautifully penned throughout the whole poem. But you are the one who could share without being frightened, for your caresses tattooed on my skin forevermore. And in that closing stanza, tonight, instead of getting lost in waves of pleasure without you by my side, I beckon you to join my dream and dance naked, silhouetted in the moonlight. You know, that's ethereal and deep, a deep, powerful connection. Beautiful poem.
Thank you, Gray. Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I thought this was absolutely beautiful. A stunning sensual rite. I have to agree with Naomi that it has a sense of reverence to it. I also have to agree with Frank that it's wonderful the way she did this from a man's perspective, and such a beautiful read on her SoundCloud. I really liked the imagery and mosaic tides ebb and flow, the fairest of lilies dance and sway, calling for me to be with you all the rest of my days. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
Oh, that was, it was just a wonderful share and a great, yeah. Jeez Louise, I'm talking about going blank. I hate when I close a poem and I don't mean it. I think that this was beautifully expressed, and the emotions were so well conveyed, and I think it was very nicely done. And I do see here it says, I wrote this from a man's perspective, but you know, I didn't hear that at all when I heard it read. You know, just, I think that, you know, her thoughts may have been coming from that angle, but the write is just beautiful either way. So nicely done, Sapphire, and thank you so much for sharing that with us. Absolutely.
Great comments, everyone. You all hit some spot-on notes. I guess the only thing I can offer up, just a tinge of sadness in the note because of its overall piece, because in the leaving there is the parting, and then again you hit on that, I beckon you join me in dreams and dance naked silhouetted in moonlight, offers up that note to even though we're apart, think of me until we meet once more. Nicely done, Sapphire. Thank you. All right, Jane.
Two more I definitely want to get, and anything past that, we'll have to work on. It's going to be another Friday. I got it. Okay, Naomi, can I get you to read this piece next week?
Yeah. So I just put this together before the show. That's why I was late getting on. So this goes, one with the full moon. Upward we merge, our spirits entwined, released in sync into the night air, both alike frantic, our rhythms beating, moonlit bodies riffing as willow trees undulating in the moaning breeze. Pink in patches, our flesh grasped together inside of a gravitational pull, completely unraveled, dissolved into the sweetness of the still fresh year air of a passionate spring's breath. Our bodies pulsated by the notes of our hungry howls. As we adhere, two elements shaking and merging into one with the full moon, looking into each other's eyes, hands inside thighs, hot words whispered as caresses burn our skin as if sipping in sin. End poem.
Great read, Naomi. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, why don't you lead us off, please?
Yeah, I think this is just absolutely stunning. I really like your imagery throughout. Upwards we merge, our spirits entwined, release and sink into the night air, both alike frantic, our rhythms beating. I like how you bring us into both the emotional and the physical. I also like of the still fresh year air of a passionate spring's breath, our bodies pulsated by the notes of our hungry howls as we adhere to elements shaking and merging. I like that you bring in the idea of two different elements, the idea of the element of the water and the element of the moon being pulled back and forth by each other in like this kind of dance of seduction.
So beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
And Gray, how about you?
Yeah, you did a beautiful read on that, Naomi. And the poem itself is, you know, it's quite beautiful and touching. You know, it's very endearing. You can feel the love and the passion and desire in these lines, as well as, you know, you can feel the moonlight as you two are kissing under it, looking into each other's eyes. Just a beautiful poem. Fantastic job.
Thank you, Gray.
Thank you, Gray. And Kate, how about you?
Oh, it was lovely. Again, it was so enjoyable to listen to. The voice really did it so much justice. Upwards we merge, our spirits entwine, release and sink into the night air. Just lovely. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
My pleasure.
And Jean, it's your turn.
It's always my turn. You know, I have to say, Naomi, I thought this was excellent work. Very sensual and so well worded and expressed. And, you know, it was great imagery throughout. I mean, it's really a nice piece. Very, very well done. Very well done. So thank you for writing that and sharing with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Naomi, that's a great pick. It's lovely. Now, I got for the first couple of stanzas that it was just you and your inner beast in the moment rising with the moon. That sort of where you've got moonlit bodies writhing as willow trees undulating in the morning breeze, grasped together inside a gravitational pull, completely unraveled, dissolved into the sweetness of still fresh air of a passionate spring's breath. There's that notice of smelling that which comes anew once the winter has passed and you're able to roam free a bit more. Until that last stanza where you come into the being, now you hit on two, looking into each other's eyes, hands inside thighs, hot words whispered as caresses burn out skin, as if sipping in thin. That was a nice, as well as the fold between that picture and the moon itself throughout the light.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right, Jane, we're coming back at you.
Okie dokie. Well, Greg, can I get you to read the next one for me, please?
You can twist my rubber arm, sure. Okay. He stood at the edge of a cliff, watching the spiritual embrace before him. Luna, bathed in the rays of warmth radiating from his fire. Her eternal desire, the sun, unreachable but for these rare moments, dressing herself in shades of amber, saffron, and blood-red orange. He stood alone, yet felt the ancients as he watched in awe at the many changing shades. Set upon the stage of a silken abyss, a billion spotlights twinkling so bright, a cold breeze blew upon his back as he watched the mist roll across the plains below. She is here. She has arrived. He braced himself as she appeared beside him, his white wolf love, daughter of the moon. They lifted their heads in reverie and sang in the language of the ancients. End poem.
Great read, Gray. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, I'll read it back to you.
Yeah, that was a wonderful read there, Gray. I thought this was absolutely stunning all the way through. I really like her eternal desire, the sun unreachable, but for those rare moments, dressing herself in shades of amber saffron and blood red orange. He stood alone yet felt the ancients as he watched in awe. You know, I love the sense of spirituality, the sense of sensuality, and most important, the sense of connection. You know, just absolutely beautiful and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Appreciate it.
And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, I just felt really the reverence, of the love of nature throughout this, you know, the embracing all that is the wildness and the, you know, the and nature, and just beautifully written. It has just this, yet like Pam said, this aura spirituality around the whole piece here. You know, I just loved that last stanza, you know, that they lifted their heads in reverie and sang in the language of the ancients. You know, it's just such a wonderful piece here, Gray. Just beautiful.
Thank you, Naomi. I appreciate it.
Well said, Naomi. And Kate, how about you?
Oh, sorry. Yes. It was lovely. It really was lovely. He stood alone yet felt the ancients as he watched in all the many changing shades. Oh, it's just really, really lovely. And I love the way it flowed. And it's very mystical, very spiritual. Yes, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Kate.
My pleasure.
And Jean, how about you?
You know, Gray, I liked this the first time you read it, but you know how it is. Sometimes when you read things in different spots in your life, you know, you see things differently. And I want to thank you for sharing this with everyone tonight. It was such a wonderful expression of, like, respect and admiration. Because when you're speaking, you have such and when you're writing and speaking, you have a picture of something so beautiful. And there is an element of respect, absolutely, that shines through in this. And I think it was beautifully said and done. So excellent work, Ray. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
Gray, it is a great piece, that opening line. He stood at the edge of a cliff, watching the spiritual embrace before him. Luna bathed in rays of warmth, radiant from his fire. Her eternal desire to spend unreachable, but for these rare moments. Dressing herself in shades of amber, saffron, and blood red. That is a great opening thought, as well as the imagery you rolled in it, as well as the thought of digging into the naturalness of nature itself, and that which we have long forgotten about, but still, there are many people charged with the thought of preserving that which is part of part and parcel to what we once were, close to nature, close to that which was natural.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rex.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, Jane. Where would you like to go next?
Well, I have one for you here, Rex. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
I just...
Is that a threat or a promise?
It's a promise, man. It's a promise.
Ah, okay. Then should I be talking about a problem?
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Before the Dawn by Randy G. Great pick. I spotted you as moonlight reflected in your eyes. My body started changing into my wolf disguise, finest repulses, making them fear. And to my surprise, you motioned me, come near. Tentatively, I moved on, finally reaching your door, confused about exactly what I was doing this for. Looking down, aware that my clothes are tattered, you met me and said, your clothes do not matter. Our eyes locked on each other, love at first sight, retiring to her chamber for the rest of the night. Experiencing animal love neither had ever tasted, continuing in passion's embrace, no time wasted. Losing all track of time, we loved the night away. She whispered, I know it's forbidden, and you say, no, I said, this full moon's no longer in the skies. I must leave now before the breaking of sunrise. End poem.
Nicely done.
Oh, Gray, why don't we start with you, please?
You did a wonderful job reading that, Rex. And, you know, I like the poem. You know, it takes the twist of, you know, the werewolf being shunned and despised and turns it into being loved and adored and, you know, wanting it to stay. But the moon went away, so did he. Beautiful poem.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you, Drain. And Naomi?
Yeah, well, I loved how he had just spun this tale just merrily along here. You know, just, you know, so entrancing, the whole thing. Yeah, I loved, you know, how he uses words like tentatively, I moved on, finally reaching your door, confused about exactly what I was doing this for. I love the how it rhymes. It tells a tale, but you know, through the rhythm and a wonderful flow. So just a wonderful tale here spun by Randy G, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Naomi. And Kate, how about you?
Oh, yes. I also thought the rhyming was wonderful. I do like a rhyme. And I like the thought of this poor guy who normally is shunned suddenly finds love. It's so cool. And maybe it happens in real life. Who knows? But I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. And Pam, what about you?
Oh, I thought this was a wonderful tale. Very well done rhyme, as always. I really like that you used the word tentatively. I moved on and then finally reaching your door. I do really like how this is a mythological tale, and yet at the same time, it's relatable in the idea of being afraid to be your true self and then finding out that, you know, that there is someone you can be yourself with in front of and finding that love. And I really also like the line, losing all track of time, we loved the night away. Just a beautiful line and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought this was a wonderful write by Randy. I was pleased to see his work in the contest as well. It was a great story told, excellent rhyme and meter. And, you know, I love the image they used. That was a great image. I'm kind of mad I didn't have that in the contest for everybody. But, yeah, nice work all the way around, Randy. Nice job. And
absolutely. It does hit on noted that what Gray offered up, that sort of a how wolves or werewolves are looked upon disdainfully, so to speak. And that last line, then to my surprise, you motioned me, come near, then open up tentatively and moved on. Wolves are general, they're lone creatures to themselves, pack-wise, but they typically stay away from humans. So the tentatively was a nice line to open up with that next stanza. And then the thought rolling on, as the change gets a little bit more and more into that, which is, because now he's back to having clothes on, but they're tattered. And she said it doesn't matter. And from then on, it's a matter of the reflection of the two in the moment. But she offered the thought, I know it's forbidden, can you stay? But then again, he said, no, full moon is no longer in the skies. I must leave loud before the breaking of sunrise. Getting back to the natural order of things, so to speak, which was another nice touch. Thank you, Randy. All right, Jean, we're back to you with the closing angle of the show.
Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful show tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone who called. You really all, you know, made it wonderful. The poetry was great. The company was great. The reads and comments were excellent. Rex, thank you so much for co-hosting with me. As always, I appreciate that. Ladies, it was great to have you. Gray, it was wonderful having you here. Absolutely. And Frank, same to you. I appreciated that very much. Love the sound clubs. I don't think there was anything bad about tonight, except for it had to end. You know, that's always the way. But I have 6 carryovers. You know, that's the way that goes.
Looks like Friday's going to be a whirlwind of opposing thoughts and flavors.
Frisky Friday. wrapped up with a little bit of Tuesday.
That's one way of putting it.
Just kidding. It'll be fun. And, you know, that's just what happens, you know. I'm just happy
well,
for everyone.
Well, it should keep us all on our toes with the variety given up.
That's right. It will be a variety, that's for sure. But definitely enjoyed everyone's company. And, yep, I'm happy to have six carryovers. That's a wonderful thing to me. And, yep, I will be putting these on the board. I'll send out a note to everybody from the contest so you all know, you know, who was carried over without having to, like, search. And thanks, everybody. I hope you all have a great night, a wonderful tomorrow, and hopefully I'll see everyone of you on Friday again. I would love that. Just saying, you know. And
good night, everybody. It's been great fun.
Yeah,
good night.
Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Good night. Bye-bye.
Hey, Pam. Hey, Phil. Hey, Rex.
Good night, you all.